Welcome to Super Tatis for Achronos Kedoshim. Let's start in a different order this week and begin with a Mivchar Pninim. So it says, Vitziva es beno, so the Chacham commanded his child, Heye Yoshev lifnei Chachamim, sit with the Chachamim, hang out with them. She'inte da yishab chucha, because if you know what you're learning, you know what you're doing, then they're going to praise you. V'im tesacheo ilam ducha, and if you are foolish, they will teach you. V'im ya'idu lecha yo'ilucha. And if they are made, they testify, it will be good for you. So what are these three things? The first two are more clear. If you're good, you get chizik. If you're bad, you get hadracha. But what's number three? If they say that you're a chacham, this is the way the Or Pninim says it, then this will help you to go be marbitz Torah. Okay? And that is beautiful. So the most interesting thing, I mean, the thrust of this is sit with a chachamim. Right? So when it comes to sitting with a chachamim in Pirkei Avos, it's more attitudinal. Shose, ochel, hear their words, be attitudinally interested in being with a chachamim without any benefits for you. That's just telling you how to be. Here, what it's telling you is, it is good for you to be with a chachamim. This is the best deal you can, because they are going to be improving you in one of very several ways. And it's very interesting also because it seems to say that it is okay for a person to seek chizuk. And I think that this is also a very chash of inyan now, because I think people feel weak and vulnerable and sensitive in this door. And I think that when people are active in trying to find opportunity, and this is not saying to be a chizuk monster. It's not saying to be somebody who necessarily is always seeking self-affirmation. That's not the way to do it. And we can see that by virtue of the fact that, say, if you make a mistake, they'll teach you. But at the same time, I think that it's okay to say that something may be support. So, for example, there are times where I reach out to greater Talmidei Chachamim than me, saying, this is my approach. Do you agree? What do you think? So that is one of the gems of the lekachs that come from this one. Next, let's do a Pirkei Avos, since we're holding in that time. Shena Shel Shachris. Motzina Sa'adam Mina Olam. So, sleeping in the morning. So what's the problem with this idea of sleeping in the morning? So the first mahalik is that it's about Yeshuva Olam. If we're all mixed up in time, then we won't have that opportunity. It says in Koheles, Olam Nasan Belibo. You're not going to be involved in anything broader. You're going to just be in your own Dalet Amos. And if you're only involved in your Dalet Amos, then you're not going to be involved in things which relate to the entire world. And this is not the way that we're really supposed to be as humans, meaning a Baal Chai, an animal, is involved in what's in front of them. They just want to know, what food is there directly in front of me? What is the way for me to maximize pleasure and minimize pain? But that's not the Mahalich that we're supposed to be involved. Interestingly, the Bina Le'itim brings an interesting idea that when it says about Sichas Yiladim, that's one of the other things that are Motzin as Adam Mina Olam. He says this is not referring to talking to your children. Like, if you open up the Yesod HaShor HaShor HaVuda, he seems to be saying, like, don't play with little children because eventually, or don't do that too much because playing with little children too much is going to make you act like a little child, and that's not, like, such a mahalik. In contrast, Rav Lichtenstein Zeker Tzedek Levracha talks about playing with your children, and he says that there was a line that really kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. He says, we don't play ball with our children so they're going to learn Minchas Chinuch with our children later. We play ball with our children because, like, we're investing in making a relationship with our child. And that's a completely different hashkafa. So, putting that aside, this is okay to say that, like, the Bina Le'itim is Sichas Yiladim is acting not age-appropriate. Meaning, if you're a 30 or 40-year-old father and you're supposed to be dignified and mature and whatever, like, talking like a 4-year-old probably isn't the way. So it's a completely different mahalich. We need to define and refine ourselves in that manner, by the way we speak. And then the Medrash Shmuel says, Shachris, Tzoharayim, and Yoshvei based on Knesset Shel Amayar Ratzim, those three that are in that Mishnah, the first one is Shachris is talking about your youth, and Tzoharayim is talking about the middle of your life, and the time of the Batei Knesios, and in this instance of Amaretz, is talking about when you get to your elder age, because generally, it seems to be that people have more time to be in the base medrash when they're in the less of the hunting gathering stage than when they're in the mature stage of life. So in each of those stages of life, we have special avodos, and in those special avodos, we have to perform. So a failure in any of those stages is something which is motzi esa adam min ha'olam. Now moving on to, we have in Achrimos some of the Yom Kippur stuff, and one of the most fundamental questions we need to ask is, what is the difference? We have a mitzvah to tshuva all the time. If you look in the Sifrei Musar, the Ramban says you need to do tshuva in the morning and the night. You see Rabbeinu Yonah says you need to do it three times a day. It's a lifetime thing. Look at the Rambam. So why is it that we say that Yom HaKippurim, and the Aseret Yemei Tshuva for that matter, have special din of tshuva? That is the way that the Rabbeinu Yonah, he says that the din of tshuva all year round is different from that on Yom HaKippurim. And he mentions there, it says titaru. So the Pachas Yitzchak goes out and he says that the big difference is, or the addition to the normal mitzvah of tshuva, is this concept of tahara. And that is a darga that's higher, and it's like kivus. It says, Herev kapseini mi avoni, right? That's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. And the Sefer Meir Le'olam adds, he says, there's another idea, is that this is a kaviyas zman. It gives us a special time where people tend to perform. It helps better when we have a deadline. Now, we have sometimes extended deadlines like by Shnai Mikra or by Tshuva or other things, which sometimes work in our disfavor in that it is a procrastinator's dream. I was recently speaking with somebody who seems to like, you know, they leave Shnai Mikra for like right before Simchas Torah, and I don't think they're ever happy, but you know, it's once you open that door, it's hard to get out. So Yom Kippur is a gift. And if you look at the Chayyadim, he talks about, like, this is a gift to tell us this is the time to perform. This is the time for us to really get things in order more than any other time of the year. Kochvei Or, Rav Yitzchak Blaser, says this is a Lefum Tzara Agra thing, right? And according to our work is our reward, because it is easier, interestingly, to do tshuva because of Dirshu Hashem B'Yimatzo, Kera'u B'Yoso Karov, in these special days which are Mesugal for tshuva. So therefore, the inverse is also true. If it's the Lefum Tzara Agra, then the punishment will actually be greater when it was such low-hanging fruit during this time. So, second issue I'd like to discuss is this really, really interesting Ramban. The Ramban, the famous Ramban about Kedoshim Tiyu, Prushim Tiyu. It sounds good on its face. He says you should do that which is only necessary, but it requires extraordinary behur. So the Mesilas Yesharim asks the question in a more inquisitive way. He says, why would we ever asur anything that's mutter? He says, Kadosh Es Atzmecha B'Mutlecha. Why would we ever do that, right? If Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, the Yerushalmi at the end of Kiddushin says, Asid Adam Litin Din V'Cheshbon Al Masharaus Eino V'Lo Achal. You're going to have to explain. It doesn't say Din V'Cheshbon, meaning you're going to be punished. It means that you have to give an explanation for why you did not use something that Hashem gave you for your Avodas Hashem, if it is possible, right? We talk about before, like a tzaddik when he eats, it's like they're making a karbanas. So like, why didn't you do that? The answer is, why didn't you get to that darga, which is the darga of a kadosh, not just a tzaddik. So what's the idea? And he says, at the end, you know, there's a precious ruya and a precious she'ena ruya, meaning a good precious is when we're separating from extras, from the mosaros. But a bad precious is a precious when we're separating from things that we need. So a guy who is really, you know, they're unable, they really hurt themselves with sleep, eat, or some other level of discomfort. Thinking about some of the practices of the Chassidei Ashkenaz, which the Mesilas Yesharim has to explain very, very carefully, and he returns to more than once in the Mesilas Yesharim, trying to say that we're not here to hurt you. Those are special pietistic tshuva practices, which are limited for very unique circumstances. So you need to take exactly what you need, but you shouldn't take necessarily more than you need when you become a parish. Now, a very, very interesting thing, the Ravid says, Ahara, it needs to be that it does not impede your Avodas Hashem. So this is always a thing. I think that we're all trying to find exactly the perfect balance, and Shleimus Avoda means a balance, and it is infinitely difficult to know when you're in balance, and finding what is in balance today could very much be different from tomorrow, and that's why it's so hard. So it's important for us to continually evaluate when we bring in something new, what is the cost? Is this costing my Avodas Hashem or adding to it? So I'll give you a very good example. If I choose to have a chavrusa right after davening, but it costs me to rush my davening, or even interesting, I decide to add a new limud, but it causes pressure for me to skimp on other limudim, or the extra time ends up making my bein al chavero compromised because I'm in such time pressure, I feel dachuf, and I'm stressed out and I can't seem to be nice to people around because I need to do it. So b'midah v'mishkan v'shura. So the Shirei Das says, this all depends on where you're holding. He says the idea, k'dei shiyeh b'matzav shel ratzon v'simcha. You need to be in a place where you're excited and happy about your avodas Hashem. Now that is a tall task, but the idea is that you want to be hungry, right? You want to be hungry. There's a difference in between underperforming and feeling charata and hungry. If you're underperforming and feeling charata, that means that you need to perform. But if you're performing and you just want to do more and you're looking for opportunities, the way the Rabbeinu Yonah says in Mishle, like you're looking for ways to make mitzvos happen, that is a beautiful, beautiful thing and should be encouraged. Last, the Meiri says that in certain instances, this is a carve-out to what I had mentioned before, this Ratzon V'Simcha idea, is that it is possible to do certain sigufim, which are things which are physically painful and could possibly impede if you're very, very close to an avira. So if there's an avira that's there, then being mitztayer could be okay. So for example, we use the example of mitztayer min ayayin, right? Somebody who is hurting themselves from wine, apparently they need it. You know, when they are taken to task, that Rashi, which is quoting the Gemara Nazir, talking about the Nazir, why it's, you know, they have to bring a korban because they're mitztayer asas min ayayin, that case must be somebody who wasn't close to an avira. And this is meduyak with the Gemara in Sota that says when somebody sees a Sota, then they should be manzir as asmuni niyayin, meaning they must think that they're korov, they're very close to an avera. There's so much more to do. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos, and thank you for learning with me.